Welcome to RevCast, an official podcast of Polton Civilization Sites. I'm Carter Mandua.
Jeff B. Reeves.
Alexander the First. Welcome to RevCast.
Welcome to RevCast. Yeah. Hello, Joe. How come you two want to do it?
Yeah, you should do it, Joe. You're excited.
No, because I'll sound like a jerk.
Great.
You're listening to Alexander the First, Carter Mandua.
Hi.
And Joby Reeves.
Hello.
Today we're here to talk about units, military, and combat in Civ Rev.
This is episode 4.
This is episode 4.
Cuatro.
About units, so let's start with the warrior.
We're talking about military units specifically.
Well, are there any non-military units?
There are, actually, but we're not talking about them.
There are plenty of non-military.
Well, the warrior is a military unit. It's the first one you can get, and it doesn't do much except die. And occasionally one.
Really kind, yeah. Mm.
Early warrior army, awful powerful.
Yeah, definitely. You get those three warriors together and combine them. One warrior is usually enough to kill the barbarians, but if you're fighting another civ in a rush, you're going to want to combine it and make a warrior army so that you can win those battles.
I wonder if it's the most commonly created unit. I bet it is.
Oh, I think so.
Because if you don't go into the cities and change your production, and if you're just a new player and you're just letting it go, they'll just do warrior spam forever.
Yep.
If you're good enough, you could do a warrior rush and finish the game like that.
Yeah, which is interesting, because you can definitely not do that in any of the other Civ games.
Yep.
Not that early.
Nope.
German warrior units. Extremely powerful. Put them in an army, they can crush. All units for Germany always start as veterans. So an early rush with Germany is absolutely possible. Got to be close. Got to be right next to your other civilization that you want to conquer, but it's absolutely possible.
It makes sense.
I've done it.
Even in real history, the German warriors that ambushed and destroyed all those Roman legions in the Teutoburg Forest, it's an accurate simulation. I think it's cool.
I tend to think of units as, obviously it's a resource, but early in those games, if you want to try and do an early rush, all you have are warriors. Take advantage of your terrain, and they become a lot more powerful. You know, you can attack off a hill, attack over a river, attack out of the forest, or defend in the forest, or whatever. If that's all you got, take advantage of what you can. Run around and use what resources you have, if that's your strategy, to attack or defend.
Mm-hmm. And who has the warrior as their unique unit? I think the Aztecs do, the Jaguar warrior. In the ancient times, the units will heal automatically after winning the combat. So that's a good way to utilize the Aztec Jaguar warrior. If you're doing a rush with those, they'll heal automatically after you win, so you can prolong your warrior rush.
And your MP warriors also for the Zulus, don't forget.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the guys who get two
squares
per move, and that effectively replaces any kind of need for scout.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's accurate as well. They could run miles and miles and then still have the strength to fight a battle at the end of it, so that's a very good depiction of the Zulu MP warrior.
If you want to do that opening game rush, that's the way to do it, especially if you see a neighboring civ trying to settle. That gives you a chance to really stack on them.
Mm-hmm.
Grab you basically one population point just by running out and grabbing a settler because of your speed.
So that's the beginning of the ancient period. Once you start getting your tech, you can start developing some more advanced units.
It's hoplite, and it is a replacement for the pikeman.
Civ bonuses for the Greeks in ancient medieval period.
You start with a courthouse, and ancient you get knowledge of democracy, and once you hit medieval you get more great people.
The knowledge of democracy thing means that the Greeks are going to get the hoplite really quickly. And that's going to make them really hard to kill. Because I know for a fact that even with like a warrior army, when I was trying to do a rush at the beginning, I tried to rush Alexander the Great, and his hoplites just stopped me dead in my tracks.
They don't even need an army to fortify. If they just take one unit and fortify, they get a ridiculous bonus.
Yeah.
Put them on a hill and they're impassable.
You know, I tried to dig them out with Roman legions and I couldn't.
Oh, wow.
That was still a novice player when I was doing that, but it's difficult.
Let's just move chronologically down here. we've talked, warriors are about the only thing you get at the beginning, and then you go down and you get, in the ancient period, you've got your archers. The English have a bonus with longbowmen.
They do.
Plus one longbowman defense strength,
mm.
which only makes sense historically as well.
Yep.
Is there anything else that's available?
In the ancient period? Legions.
Legions, right. You get them with ironworking.
I would think the Romans would have some sort of unique unit for that.
They have the cataphract, but they don't have a unique unit other than that.
Cataphract.
Cataphract. That's like Byzantine-style heavy cavalry from the Middle Ages, is it? A cataphract knight?
Yep.
You get horsemen anciently, but you don't get knights until medieval.
Okay. So then with medieval, how we're talking, you have your knights, you have your samurais.
Well, that's the Japanese unique.
The Japanese.
Yep.
Which is cool because they have a plus one attack, the samurais do.
So they're deadly.
It's an odd bonus, but Arabian horsemen and knight units get a plus one attack, but it's outside of the era in which you pick up those units.
That is interesting.
Yeah, the horsemen and the knight units get a plus with one attack in industrial, but by that time, hopefully, are outclassed.
Maybe they're just thinking that if you have any left over, you can get a bang for your buck at the end.
Yeah, but stack an army of them and maybe get a little bit of a bonus.
That is interesting.
Oh, and horsemen, Mongolians, plus one movement on medieval.
Which is great.
On all cavalry, so it's Keshiks and knights.
Keshik is their unique unit. That definitely makes sense as well, the Mongols were deadly with their cavalry.
Yes, they were long-range hitters.
And let's not forget, we have also naval bonuses for both the Spanish and the English, which is great, in the medieval era, which sounds about right.
Yeah, I like that whole colonization aspect of it.
Although that would be late medieval.
Yeah, very.
Always, always, always park a ship outside a coastal city when you attack. Always, 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 always.
Oh, yeah.
No one expects the Spanish Inquisition.
You'd be surprised how often you forget to do that, but if you can just park something.
Oh, it's true, though.
Just on that border, that extra point can do some mad damage.
And then after that, the industrial area, we get riflemen. We haven't even talked artillery at all, but...
You get cannons, then.
Cannons.
This is interesting for the Middle Ages. Russian defensive units will receive a loyalty promotion. And then in the industrial era, they can build riflemen for half price. So they get strong, cheap infantry.
And Zulu can build riflemen in modern era at half cost as well. Again, might be an oddly dated unit, but if they're cheap, you could just throw them against the wall.
It's interesting. It seems like they're trying to be a little bit historically accurate with how the Zulu probably got their gunfire stuff much later. But it didn't hurt them as bad because they were so good at what they were doing already. The English had a run for their money when they were warring with the Zulus.
Yep.
I like how in the industrial area, and this doesn't really have much to do with military, but it kind of does, they get the 50% gold production increase, which is really going to give you that boost so that once you have the tech, you can just go crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Both the Zulus and the Spanish have that plus 50% gold.
Well, and I think you're playing quite a few games against the computer. You find stopping them, slowing them down, they're going on a rush against you. If you can just load up your cities with expendable units that are half price, that slows them down enough to the point that you can build up more into the core of your civilization.
Right.
So on your outside cities, if you're starting to get attacked, buy the Zulu riflemen. They're half cost, so they're produced at a lower cost, and you can gold them up at a lower cost and just have them as bodies to stop the onslaught until you can build up a better defense or a better offense inside your core.
And it's interesting that you guys bring them up, because, Annalee, when you were talking about the Zulus fighting the British, they would kill the British regiments with their short spears and their defend with their shields, but then after they'd kill off a British unit, they'd take their guns. That's why the modern Zulus are getting the riflemen for half price. I think what that's attempting to represent.
That's very interesting.
That's interesting, yeah. I never would have thought of that.
Yeah, did not either.
You're so smart.
We'll call ourselves the Historically Relevant Cast.
Relevant Cast.
Relvcast, I like that.
Relvcast.
Revolting Cast.
To finish up on riflemen, Egyptians in industrial and French in the modern era get plus one to their movement. Neat. They're a defensive unit, but
yeah.
Still neat.
It's interesting that the unit list is actually quite small, considering, you know, it's a Civ game.
But the game itself, I mean, think about gameplay, really.
It's streamlined.
I mean,
you don't have time for...
so quickly.
Oh, yeah. you don't have time to build 100 different kinds of units.
Like we were saying, you can keep the warriors clear to the end of the game.
Yeah.
You might actually win.
It's okay. Just like each era has offensive and defensive units. You got your artillery, and they begin to specialize and branch out a little bit as you get more advanced, but it's really not that much more. The modern era, you just get the addition of airplanes, your fighters and bombers, your tanks, submarines, and a few more advanced ships like the cruiser and battleship.
Those are just things like, that's a continuation of your airplanes and your fighters. That's your cavalry.
Well, yeah, you're not going to use modern cavalry.
Your ICBM is your artillery.
I hope not.
That's exciting. That's the thing about this is that no matter what civ you play, you can rig it in your benefit.
Yeah.
And I don't care what people say about this was just in response to a critique.
I saw that.
We received, and I might have been a little defensive when I responded. But I felt like we were saying necessarily this is beyond the best. We were saying more like this is what I played the most. This is what I understand right now. I'm working up to everything else. And I don't think they're horrible civs or wonderful civs. I think it's really how you play it.
Yeah. So go along with that. I think he kind of, well, we're going to run the guy into the ground. Let's just go for it. He kind of called us out that we...
we like the Russians.
He was saying only specific civs are played online. Why don't you focus on those? Well, it's fun to win. Let's all agree to that. But I think it's also fun to play different civs and take the challenge, whether it's online or offline, but take the challenge and try and use that civ's strengths against the other civ's strengths.
Right.
It's fun to win. Sure. But I think it's more fun to play. I like losing. Sorry.
And it's interesting to go back and figure out why you lost and how to fix it for next time.
Yep, using the same civ.
Well, and these civs are tailored to different purposes as well. You know, there's more than one way to win the game. It's not all just military victory.
Yep.
Yeah, like the Germans are tailored to be a strong military power, but some of these other civs are tailored to win in different ways.
Absolutely. So there. Combat is almost the central structure of the game. I think maybe we could invite some questions, some specific stuff, some specific topics that maybe we can talk about and run into the ground and answer incorrectly.
Yeah, and this is a good time to do a shout-out to our listeners. If you have a really awesome gameplay experience you'd like to share, you can send that back. If you want to rip us to shreds, you can do that too. We'll just fight back. And
I actually love the fact that we got yelled at, and I'd like more of it. I really appreciate that we had a listener type in.
Yeah, I'm just glad we had a listener.
Somebody who cared enough to write in.
We'll take any comments. We're desperate. Just kidding. That sounds really bad. But to our two listeners, if you have gameplay experiences or if you'd like to share those on the air, we are doing a shout-out for guest co-hosts. So if you would like to join us, we would love to have you. Just send us a message to our Skype line. You can send a voicemail or you can leave a message on the thread or you can PM me, Cardamandua, and we can get that set up for you.
Grayson, dude, buddy, the guy who called us out.
Yeah.
Bring it.
We dare you to spend an hour with us.
That way we'll actually learn something.
Kurt Mandel's got an itchy trigger finger for those ICBMs, so you gotta watch.
He said he can't wait for episode 4. I mean, what? Why?
Well, here's episode 4 for you.
Yeah, there you go. Eat it.
And like it.
And dill.
Yeah. It's been a weird beginning of this podcast, and it's kind of extended into now.
Are you going to cry? Because you kind of sound like it. Just
kidding. It's my womanly ways.
Oh.
You've been listening to RevCast, an official podcast of the Politan Civilization site. I'm Alexander the First.
I'm Carter Mandela.
Joe B. Reeves.
It's been real. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
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 Special shout out to Dan Q. Buddy, you're the best.
More on this show, Siblings Polycast and Modcast, log on to the series' official website at polycast.polton.net. Record date April 16th, 2009. Civilization Revolution sound clips copyright Take-Two Interactive. Copyright 2009, a Polton Civilization site at polton.net.